Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
There's an event coming up in Chicago on February 17th. It is known as the World of Chocolate. It was around for years. It had to go away for a while because of the pandemic, but it is back, and it supports the AIDS Foundation of Chicago. So it's a fantastic event in supporting an important cause. Let's learn about it. Joining me now is Madeline Miley. She's the Senior Manager of Development and Communications with the AIDS Foundation Chicago. Maddie, thanks for being with me.
Yeah, thank you for having me. And your ice cream flavor sounds fantastic.
Yeah, thank you. Please vote for me. But let's talk about the World of Chocolate, because full disclosure, I've attended many years. I've served as a judge of the chocolate because that lets me taste everything. But the truth is, everybody gets to eat all the chocolate when they show up at this event, which is back at Union Station. What a great venue.
It is. We are so excited to be back in person. The last time we hosted it in person was 2019, if you can believe. So we will be back on Friday, February 17th at Chicago's famed Union Station.
Fantastic. So you're in this incredible environment. And first let's talk about the work of the AIDS Foundation Chicago, because we want to understand what they do, because if people attend this, they need to know what they're supporting.
Yeah, absolutely. AIDS Foundation Chicago, or AFC is probably how I'll refer to it here. We've been around since 1985 here in the Chicagoland area. And initially we were created to, help folks who were HIV positive, die with dignity. And so the landscape has certainly changed in 35, 36 years. So now we really exist to create health, equity, and justice for people who are living with HIV and those who are vulnerable. So our work has really changed over that time. Now we're really focused on making sure we tackle those racial inequities that exist in our healthcare system here in the U.S. And we have a new strategic plan that we've released. So really working on health equity, like I said, preventing new cases of HIV here in Chicagoland, serving as a collaboration center for all of our community partners, and being a bold voice for change as we still tackle stigma. It still exists with the HIV crisis.
You make such an important point, because people think, AIDS is behind us and it hopefully is mostly behind us as a fatal condition and disease, but it's certainly something that we continue to deal with in the society. And thank goodness AIDS Foundation Chicago is here to help those folks. So let's talk about the World of Chocolate event on February 17th. For the chocolate lovers, how many chocolatiers will there be? Talk about some of the I remember one year before the pandemic, there was somebody who had chocolate-covered meat. You remember them? Chocolate-covered meat.
I do, yes. Folks compete in several different categories, as you know, since you've been a judge with us for several years. So there will be sweet offerings, which is my favorite. There'll be the savory options, and then there'll be libations. So there'll be cocktails or other drinks that'll be chocolate themed, which is really exciting. So we are expecting about 20 chocolatiers this year. We already have 11 confirmed for the event, which is fantastic. You'll have people. Choice Award winner Terry's Toffee from 2019. They are returning. We are excited to have Vanille Patisserie and Noir de Ben returning. And I'm really excited about CH Distillery. They are coming to be a part of this event as a chocolatier for the first time. So y'all should come on out and taste their chocolate Malort libation. I'm not sure what they're planning to do, but it sounds great.
Oh, wow. And I know in the past, there's been even folks, names that are very familiar to people, Starbucks, London House. There's hotels. Mm-hmm. It just crosses the gamut. So I want people to think it's not just like I love Hershey's chocolate, so I'm not putting that down. But I'm just saying it's not a matter of, here's Hershey, here's Nestle's Crunch, and whatever. It's not about that. These are about all of these phenomenal locations in Chicago that bring their famous chefs to Union Station, and that's where we, indulge in this decadent evening. But there's also some entertainment,
like,
right?
We like to call it the Global Chocolate Tour. You get your little passport when you come in, so you can stop by each station. So that's really the highlight of the event, and there'll be awards at the end of the evening, so that's certainly a big part of the entertainment. There'll also be a DJ on site throughout the 3-hour event. There'll be some photo opportunities. And then what I think is super unique is our famous punch board.
I was going to ask you about that. That's coming back.
Yes, it is coming back. So, Paul, you've seen it, but it's a really big build out, and you're able to donate anywhere between $50 to $500. And you receive what we call a punch. So you literally punch through a hole in this wall that we build and receive a prize that's either equal or greater value to the donation that you made to AFC. So lots of local businesses, gyms, galleries, nonprofits have donated gift cards, tickets, prize packs. So you receive a mystery prize in return for your donation to AFC.
And if you've had a rough day, punching a hole in a board is kind of a good way to get rid of that frustration.
It is, you know, and it'll be mid-February. So, yes, take your winter frustrations out on the punch board.
And there's also going to be raffles, right? Because I know people get raffle tickets that night, 3 for $20, 20 for $100.
Yes. Yeah, there'll be raffle tickets as well. So we'll have raffle packages. It'll either be travel themes, hotel accommodations, some technology. So you'll have to come out to the event to see what prizes are available.
And you've done something special here as we begin to wrap up, which is tell folks how much the tickets are, but there is a special discount code for WGN Radio listeners.
That there is, yes. So tickets go on sale this upcoming Friday, December 5th, and that'll be at action.aidschicago.org/chocolate23. You can also find that on AFC's social media, Facebook and Instagram. Our general admission tickets are $150. We have a VIP option, which gets you your own lounge and special hors d'oeuvres at $250. But we're offering $10 off to any of the tickets or our ticket packages for folks listening right now. So once the website is live on December 5th, you can use the code WGN Radio. So it'll be capital W, capital G, capital N, capital R, and then the ADO. So
all right.
WGN Radio for $10 off.
And just give us the website one more time.
Absolutely. So it's action.aidschicago.org/chocolate23.
Madeline Miley, thank you so much for being with me. AIDS Foundation of Chicago really appreciates the support at the World of Chocolate fundraiser on Friday, February 17th at Union Station. Having attended it many times and having judged,
yes,
I got to tell you, it's an evening you won't forget. Thank you for being with me.
Yes, we'll see you then, Paul. Thank you.
There's an event coming up in Chicago on February 17th. It is known as the World of Chocolate. It was around for years. It had to go away for a while because of the pandemic, but it is back and it supports the AIDS Foundation of Chicago. So it's a fantastic event in supporting an important cause. Let's learn about it. Joining me now is Madeline Miley. She's the Senior Manager of Development and Communications with the AIDS Foundation Chicago. Maddie, thanks for being with me.
Yeah, thank you for having me. And your ice cream flavor sounds fantastic.
Yeah, thank you. Please vote for me. But let's talk about the World of Chocolate, because full disclosure, I've attended many years. I've served as a judge of the chocolate because that lets me taste everything. But the truth is, everybody gets to eat all the chocolate when they show up at this event, which is back at Union Station. What a great venue.
It is. We are so excited to be back in person. The last time we hosted it in person was 2019, if you can believe. So we will be back on Friday, February 17th at Chicago's famed Union Station.
Fantastic. So you're in this incredible environment. And first let's talk about the work of the AIDS Foundation Chicago, because we want to understand what they do, because if people attend this, they need to know what they're supporting.
Yeah, absolutely. AIDS Foundation Chicago, or AFC is probably how I'll refer to it here. We've been around since 1985 here in the Chicagoland area. And initially we were created to, you know, help folks that were HIV positive, you know, die with dignity. And so the landscape has certainly changed in 35, 36 years. So now we really exist to create health equity and justice for people who are living with HIV and those who are vulnerable. So, our work has really changed over that time. Now we're really focused on making sure we tackle those racial inequities that exist in our healthcare system here in the U.S. And we have a new strategic plan that we've released. So really working on health equity, like I said, preventing new cases of HIV here in Chicagoland, serving as a collaboration center for all of our community partners, And being a bold voice for change as we still tackle stigma. It still exists with the HIV crisis.
You make such an important point because people think, you know, AIDS is it's behind us and and it hopefully is mostly behind us as a fatal condition and disease, but it's certainly something that we continue to deal with in the society. And thank goodness AIDS Foundation Chicago is here to help those folks. So let's talk about the World of Chocolate event on February 17th. For the chocolate lovers, how many chocolatiers will there be? What, talk about some of the I remember one year before the pandemic, there was somebody who had chocolate covered meat. You remember them? Chocolate covered meat.
I do. Yes. Yes. Folks compete in several different categories, as you know, since you've been a judge with us for several years. So there will be sweet offerings, which is my favorite. There'll be the savory options, and then there'll be libations. So there'll be cocktails or other drinks that'll be chocolate themed, which is really exciting. So we are expecting about 20 chocolatiers this year. We already have 11 confirmed for the event, which is fantastic. You'll have people. Choice Award winner Terry's Toffee from 2019. They are returning. We are excited to have Vanille Patisserie and Noir de Ben returning. And I'm really excited about CH Distillery. They are coming to be a part of this event as a chocolatier for the first time. So y'all should come on out and taste their chocolate Malort libation. I'm not sure what they're planning to do, but it sounds great.
Oh, wow. And I know in the past, I mean, there's been even folks, names that are very familiar to people, Starbucks, London House. I mean, there's hotels. Mm-hmm. It just crosses the gamut. So I want people to think it's not just like I love Hershey's chocolate, so I'm not putting that down. But I'm just saying it's not a matter of, oh, here's Hershey, here's Nestle's Crunch, and whatever. It's not about that. These are about all of these phenomenal locations in Chicago that bring their famous chefs to Union Station, and that's where we, indulge in this decadent evening. But there's also some entertainment,
like,
right?
We like to call it the Global Chocolate Tour. You know, you get your little passport when you come in so you can stop by each station. So that's really the highlight of the event, and there'll be awards at the end of the evening. So that's certainly a big part of the entertainment. There'll also be a DJ on site throughout the 3-hour event. There'll be some photo opportunities. And then what I think is super unique is our famous punch board.
I was going to ask you about that. That's coming back.
Yes, it is coming back. So, Paul, you've seen it, but it's a really big build out, and you're able to donate anywhere between $50 to $500. And you receive what we call a punch. So you literally punch through a hole in this wall that we build and receive a prize that's either equal or greater value to the donation that you made to AFC. So lots of local businesses, gyms, galleries, nonprofits have donated gift cards, tickets, prize packs. So you receive a mystery prize in return for your donation to AFC.
And if you've had a rough day, punching a hole in a board is kind of a good way to get rid of that frustration.
It is, you know, and it'll be mid-February. So, yes, take your winter frustrations out on the punch board.
And there's also going to be raffles, right? Because I know people can get raffle tickets that night, 3 for $20, 20 for $100.
Yes. Yeah, there'll be raffle tickets as well. So we'll have raffle packages. Will either be travel themes, hotel accommodations, some technology. So you'll have to come out to the event to see what prizes are available.
And you've done something special here as we begin to wrap up, which is tell folks how much the tickets are, but there is a special discount code for WGN Radio listeners.
That there is, yes. So tickets go on sale this upcoming Friday, December 5th, and that'll be at action.aidschicago.org/chocolate23. You can also find that on AFC's social media, Facebook and Instagram. Our general admission tickets are $150. We have a VIP option, which gets you your own lounge and special hors d'oeuvres at $250. But we're offering $10 off to any of the tickets or our ticket packages for folks listening right now. So once the website is live on December 5th, you can use the code WGN Radio. So it'll be capital W, capital G, capital N, capital R, and then the ADO. So
all right.
WGN Radio for $10 off.
And just give us the website one more time.
Absolutely. So it's action.aidschicago.org/chocolate23.
Madeline Miley, thank you so much for being with me. AIDS Foundation of Chicago really appreciates the support at the World of Chocolate fundraiser on Friday, February 17th at Union Station. Having attended it many times and having judged, yes. I got to tell you, it's an evening you won't forget. Thank you for being with me.
Yes. We'll see you then, Paul. Thank you.